Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And my name is Sean.
And this is our Carillion Chinwag.
And this is our Carillion Chinwag.
Let's sing it. This is not a musical. And if it was, you would turn off straight away because...
No, they wouldn't. They would absolutely love a musical version of the Chinwag.
It wouldn't be cringe at all. None of this is getting edited out because it's ridiculous.
It is absolute smack and cheese.
You would not want to listen to me sing for 30 seconds, let alone half an hour. So we'll skip past that. But yes, this is our little weekly catch-up where we just have a little chat. We just see what we've been up to and give you a little sneak peek behind the curtain of our incredibly interesting lives.
Oh, so interesting at the moment.
Super interesting.
Yeah.
We like to talk a little bit of smack and cheese.
Smack and cheese! Oh my god! Okay, oh!
Usually because at some point there will be some wrestling references.
Yeah, of course there will be.
Unintentional. They're just everywhere.
They just pop in. Yeah. Like an oh my god. Steel chair! Stone cold! Stone cold! Stone cold! Da-dun-da-dun-da-dun.
Yeah, Jim Ross. I was looking at Jim Ross clips when I was editing last week's episode, and it's just insane. He's got so much energy. It's ridiculous.
Oh, he has, isn't he? Yeah. His voice is like, if you ever watched it as a nipper, it's embedded in you now.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever you think of Hype Man, it's today's generation will not understand. That voice is in our heads for life.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so good. So energetic.
Yeah.
So, and I was listening or was watching a YouTube video, and somebody was talking about him, and they were saying, even in the dullest matches, he would find a way to bring the energy up.
Yeah, yeah.
When nothing was happening.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also knew when to shut up when something was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could enjoy it for what it was.
Yeah.
He was proper good at what he did.
Oh, yeah. He was a showman in his own rights.
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't up in the ring, he was a showman to us.
Well, he's in the Hall of Fame anyway, isn't he?
Well, yeah, of course he is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rightly so. Because it's like, you know, like you say, if nothing's happening, he'll talk for a little bit, and then the second one little thing happens, he would scream about it, and all the crowd would go, oh my god, something's happening!
Yeah.
But then when actually the fight started, he would commentate like a normal commentator.
Yes.
Until the sort of big smackdown happened.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then everybody would just, they'd literally lose their shit.
But
just, yeah.
I would say he's as iconic in what he does as, say, Murray Walker is to F1.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Even though Murray Walker is not, he hasn't done the F1 commentary for, who knows, 15, 20 years, probably 20 years now.
Yeah.
He's still more iconic, I would say, than Crofty, who's been doing it the entire time since.
Yeah, that's
and he's really good in his own right.
Yeah.
Really good, but...
He's just not that, you know, that
Murray
voice.
Walker's got that, he's got that way of just... Bringing it to life. But then again, maybe the F1 was more exciting back then.
Yeah,
so it was just easier for him to be excited about it and people to be excited with him.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I think in my opinion, it's losing its way.
Yeah, it's a different sport now. I remember sitting with me granddad on a Sunday, and after dinner, we'd all watch a race. Randomly, there was races on Sundays.
Yeah,
and we'd
all
have a quick watch of it, you know, Schumacher era.
Yeah.
And you'd all be like that. Come on, he's got to win it again, sort of thing. But now I've trailed right off.
Yeah, I've watched it religiously for years and years now. And this season I've kind of had enough. I just check in and see what the results are, but I'm not really watching the races. I used to get up. Like it was the Aussie one this weekend just gone. And that's an early start, like proper like 6 o'clock or earlier sort of start. And there's no way I'm getting out of bed for it.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Yeah.
It's so boring in the middle of the race. It's all right in the last couple of laps.
Yeah, when it's all kicking off a bit.
Yeah, when all the strategies start to come together, but you've got to endure over an hour of them just trundling around.
Yeah.
And yeah. It used to just be start, fight, fight, fight. Who's going to win? The person who fought the hardest.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's so much more strategy that it's, everybody sort of sits back and waits.
Yeah.
They sort of go, right, well, we're going to just eke these tyres out a touch longer, and then later on, our tyres will be fresh, so we'll be able to overtake later on.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just, yeah, that's boring because they're not really pushing the car.
Yeah, this is it. The car's an amazing machine. Oh. It's meant to be pushed.
Yeah, there's no question how good these cars are. Like, they're phenomenal bits of engineering. And, you know, no normal person can even control these cars. They're they're so perfectly set up. But it also just means that it's really sterile.
Yeah.
As a spectator, it's kind of lost the charm that it used to have.
Yeah, where it was almost gritty.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, stuff like Drive to Survive, which is the behind the scenes on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I think that really helped reinvigorate the viewership, like more people watched it. But you don't see that stuff on Drive to Survive in the race weekends.
No.
You just see all the press face and stuff, so all the very like clean and it's all very presented.
Yeah.
Whereas that's what you want to watch is Drive to Survive.
Yeah.
you don't want to bother with the F1 stuff, like the actual races, because it's lost it.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's my opinion on the F1.
And an opinion it is, so. So how's your week been anyway? What have you been up to?
So we've had a week since we were last sat facing each other.
Yeah.
We've actually been quite quiet talking this week, I think. We haven't spoken too much.
It's been a busy one. Work's been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so bit quiet on the Western Front.
Mm.
But, yeah.
That's all right. We've got separate lives. We can't just be
in each other's pockets, people.
Yeah. And I kept you updated with all the edit and stuff. At this point, you'll have heard the last Chinwag episode. There's a few little sneaky sound effects in and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I spent a bit of time trying to add some colour.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. And this week, hopefully, we should be hearing a modified intro as well.
Yes. Are we allowed to say who helped us with that? Or
yeah, of course. So Joe, who sent in the question about Ewoks, could they be Jedi?
Mm.
He's also a proper qualified audio engineer. He's got a master's in audio, and he requested the intro music, and he's added some little sound effects, which is very kind of him.
Nice, thank you very much, sir, for that.
Appreciate it. It will be put to good use.
Yeah,
and hopefully, when you listen to this episode, you will have already heard this week's episode. So the Star Wars episode to start the week will have had that intro.
Yes.
This is confusing for us because we record the Friday episode first and then we record the Star Wars second, which is the opposite to how it turns up in the week. So you will hear some nice new little
doodads.
SFX. So that'll be quite good. And yeah, I've enjoyed editing with the last week's episodes, adding extra sound effects and whatever. He won't go in every single week. Sometimes some things are more appropriate than others, and sometimes something comes to mind, you go, yeah, I'll add that, and then I'll go in. So, but it won't happen all the time because
it's all work.
I'm lazy.
People are here for the chat anyway. Enjoying the chat.
Exactly. And I'm glad you are sticking around for the chat.
Because I heard today, just to cut in here, I spoke to an old friend of mine today, good friend, known him for years, and he was saying, you know, he's really glad he stuck with it after the first episode because our quality has gone, in his words, through the roof since that first episode. So if you're still here after listening to that first episode, people, when you've stuck with us and you've heard the greatness, you know, exemplify almost. Yeah, thank you for that. It's that's good to hear as well that people are recognising that we're learning still and still getting you know, the quality of the audio you receive into your earlugs is getting better all the time. So yeah, thanks Jamie for that.
Yeah,
it's a lovely job.
I listened back a little while ago to that first episode and it was horrific.
It's dire, isn't it?
I was really not happy with
it. The chat's great. Chat is great.
Yeah, if you can hear it.
Yeah.
But once you've maxed out your volume, yeah, it's not ideal. But, you know, maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
We might do a fresh version of it.
Maybe for a New Year's treat or something.
We've got to recover because that was the third attempt at recording that episode. Yeah. And I think we were burnt out at that point. I think we nearly gave up on the podcast altogether.
It just ended up my brain just being like, oh, you have spoken. It's like not deja vu because it's like sickening deja vu where you've already said the same thing. It's
Groundhog Day, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like these people who do training courses and they repeat themselves every single day to just different groups of people. I don't know how they do it. Fair play to him.
Horrific.
Yeah, because the script becomes part of your life, and then it's just monotonous in your head. Like, oh, how they do it, I applaud them.
Yeah, and somebody has to teach people, I suppose.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
So what else have I been up to this week? Now bringing it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back to me, please. I'd like to talk more. As it is a podcast with me talking and Shawnee, obviously, but
hello.
It's my turn. So not massive amount of stuff done, bit of work, like we say. I've done a fair few evening shifts. I've been editing podcasts, blah blah blah, but I've watched 3 films this week.
12 films.
2 old ones.
Ooh.
1 new one.
Okay.
What would you like to hear about first, new or the old?
Let's hear about the new first because I'm excited about the old.
Okay. Well, we'll see how excited you are once I say what they are. New film. Would you like to guess what new film I might have watched?
Is it only just come out?
Yes, it's at the cinema.
Mm.
3 hours later.
Yeah, 2 hours later. Oh.
I'll give you a clue if you want.
Yeah, go on.
You referenced it in a reel for one of our previous episodes.
Have I?
Yes.
I don't remember my reels.
It's terrible. We forget everything that we say stuff here and we forget it instantly.
Yeah, go on. Put me out of my misery.
I watched the new Ghostbusters film.
Oh, of course you did. Were it good though?
So.
Okay.
It's not bad.
All right.
That is a good way to put it, I suppose. It is good. Don't get me wrong. I didn't walk away from it thinking I was bored or... I was never bored at any time in the movie, but I just thought it was lacking something. I can't tell you what it was lacking, but something just wasn't that exciting.
Yeah.
And you sort of you've got the bit at the start, and not a lot happens for a long time. There's a lot of build up.
Yeah.
And then when the baddie turns up, it's quite brief.
How was it?
Yeah, you kind of, I don't know. If the film was an hour and a half, I would say the first hour and 15 minutes were build up to the end bit.
Oh, right.
I mean, I don't know how long the film is, and I'm, you know, I wasn't timing it. You know, I'm watching the screen, not the watch.
Yeah.
But it just felt like there was a lot of time getting up to the point. You knew the baddie was about. You knew... It sets it all up, so you know that...
There's stuff happening.
Yeah. You know what you're going to see. You were expecting it. And if you've seen the trailer, then you know exactly... I mean, not to mention, the film's called Frozen Empire.
Yeah.
So you kind of get the gist from the title that...
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. You know, the what was it called? Not another tomorrow or something like that.
Day after tomorrow.
That's it, yeah. When you know, your eyeballs froze. It was so cold in the air.
I've never seen it.
No, it's very old now.
It is, yeah. It is, for sure it is now. I wanted to see it, and I just never... I don't know. I just never got around to it.
Mm.
A little disaster movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, It was nice. It plays on the nostalgia thing again. So like the last one was nostalgia. This one, more nostalgia. It's the same thing with like the newer Star Wars films. You're kind of playing on the nostalgia, I suppose. But
yeah,
you enjoy it for that. But yeah, the story was kind of, I don't know, it's all right.
Yeah.
It was good. It's worth a watch.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't even think it was definitely needed to be watched in the cinema though. I don't think it was I don't think it was as big and as epic as that. It was just
a film.
It's just a film, yeah. If it was on the telly, you'd be like, you know, if you watch it on a Blu-ray or whatever, you'd just be like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame that, because it feels like from the, because I haven't seen it, I've only seen the advert, the trailers.
Mm.
It feels like they're relying on nostalgia.
Yeah.
And names of actors.
Yes.
To push the film on. Because obviously you've got, what was it, Stranger Things actor, which was massive.
Yeah.
Avengers Finn actor.
Wolfhard, yeah.
Yeah. And then you got Paul Rudd. Who's just been in loads of stuff that everybody knows and loves.
Yeah.
So and he's a cheeky chap.
He's never got any older.
No, he's still 22.
Ridiculous.
And then you've got Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray.
Yeah.
In it again. And it's like, they could have done a spin-off without any of that.
Yeah.
And maybe just sort of done a little under-the-cuff film where it was just a little different. Because I still love the very first Ghostbusters. That for me, it's again, we say in loads of podcasts on here, the first film, the beginning of any franchise, is normally the best. And I normally just watch that and I'm happy.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch these other sort of million ones that come after.
Ghostbusters 2 is also really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. One and two.
It's one of those few select films where the original and the sequel are,
you know, relatively
they're pretty good. You can watch either or and be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was good. And James Acaster was in it as well.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. I didn't
I
saw him in a promo shot for something, but I didn't realise he was in the film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I looked at it, I was like, Is that James Acaster? What's he doing in there? What's it? But he's actually got quite a big role in the film.
Oh, has he?
He's in quite a lot, yeah. So it's not like he's just a bit part.
Yeah. I like James Acaster. He's a funny dude. I like him.
Yeah. And also very musical. So if you follow his musical stuff as well, he's got a lot of fingers in a lot of pies, I would say.
Yeah.
As he's sort of trimming out his comedy.
Yeah.
He's still funny. He's still a comic, but he kind of doesn't do stand-up anymore.
Oh, he does all these other little things.
He's got a lot of projects on the go, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a busy boy.
He's a busy man.
So there you go. That's my new film.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding.
Right. Two old films then.
Here we go.
So I'm going to start with the first one I watched, which was Nacho Libre. So, I haven't watched this film for years and years.
No, me neither.
And I had the girls here this weekend, and so I watched both these old films with them. Thought I'd introduce them to something slightly different.
Yeah.
Nacho Libre, I saw that, I thought, yes, let's watch that.
Yeah.
And it's still great.
Yeah.
And once again, back to wrestling, here we are. It's just funny. It's just so easy to watch. I love it.
Yeah, it's Jack Black, isn't it?
It is Jack Black, so playing a Mexican.
Yeah, so again, you've got that, you already like Jack Black
for
all of his other stuff, so you're like, this is going to be good regardless, because he's just naturally good at what he does, so.
Yeah. So that was good, that was fun.
Mm. Did the girls like it?
Yeah, they enjoyed it.
Good.
I think one of them enjoyed that more than the other old film.
Oh, okay.
But the other one liked both equally. But they're very different films.
Yeah, okay.
So I won't dwell on Nacho Libre too much, because if you've seen it, you've seen it. If you haven't,
get on it.
It's old now. It's on Paramount Plus. You can just watch it whenever you want.
Yeah.
The other film, also on Paramount Plus, not an ad, I watched the 2007 Transformers film.
The first one?
The first Michael Bay one, yeah.
Oh, good film. I liked that.
I liked it. When I watched it in the cinema, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it since.
Haven't you?
It was the only time I watched it was at the cinema. I remember it was quite good. I've never watched any of the sequels.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know, I just... it's just one of those things. I think I saw the trailers for the sequels and thought,
won't be as good.
Yeah, sort of. Did the old Larry David? And so, yeah, I've not watched them, but they're all on there, so I might get through them. But there's quite a few now. I think there's about five or six more to go.
And they change the humans. So the humans don't stay.
Mm.
So, like, you got to get used to new sort of
people. Yeah. I thought you meant, like, the humans are gone.
No, there's different
characters.
There's just different characters, yeah. No, the first film's very good, and that's the first film where you saw the transformations, but in not, I think there was a film in the big screen before, but like as realistic as it could get. Michael Bay tried to make them slow transformations, because obviously they have the quick ones where they go from car to robot quick, and it's like it's like a quick save, and then obviously you do the proper save where it takes a little bit longer,
and
that first one when Optimus stands up and it's all slow. And you see every little nut and bolt moving around his body.
It was really cool to see all that.
Yeah.
I would say the CGI maybe doesn't quite stand up as good anymore, but...
Oh, it's an old film, though.
But it is an old film, and it still looks good when you take that into consideration.
Yes, yeah.
So I don't knock it for that. But overall, I enjoyed it. I did not realise it's rated as a 15.
Yeah, because it's a bit saucy. And they say bitch or bastard or something like that.
Yeah.
I think there's a few like minor swear words in there.
They're so minor, though.
But back then, it was a bit tougher, wasn't it? Because you think back then, there were some films that were 18s, and now they would just be 15s or...
Yeah, I would say that Transformers now would be a 12.
12A or something like that.
Yeah. It's not... I watched it with a 7-year-old and I didn't... any point go,
couldn't have this on.
You should be older watching this.
Yeah. There's a few adult themes, but it's only what's her face?
The only thing that's in there, which is a bit, I would say, a little bit older perhaps, is there's a scene where Sam's at home in his bedroom and he's looking for his bag, which has got the old spark in it, and his parents are trying to get in there, and then they're like, what are you doing in here? When they actually get in there, and he's like, oh, you're having a bit of Sam time, are you?
a bit of time for yourself
you masturbating,
and that's
the only thing, but
it's not really like looking into it, is it? It's just name calling.
It just is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf. Great energy there from Shia LaBeouf. He always looks like he's on the verge of having an heart attack in that film.
He's about to have a mental breakdown.
Even in number two when he goes to college. Although he does play it quite well.
Yeah.
You know, and I think then it's all green screen. So when he's acting... in the car park and the cop shows up and that transforms into, I forget the robot's name, but anyway, and he goes like, are you Ladies Man 247 or whatever it is? Like, obviously, in reality, Shia LaBeouf is just led in on a green or on some concrete with a load of green around him, just acting scared and nothing's actually looking at him.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just so good. And the voice actor for Optimus, he's retired now, isn't he? Or has he passed away? I can't remember. No, he's just retired, I think.
I don't know, actually. I don't know who it is.
I forget his name, but I think he's retired. Brilliant voice.
Yeah,
for Optimus Prime. Oof.
It's quite nice going through and seeing those Transformers again.
Yeah.
I'm not so good with all the names of the little ones.
Yeah, I'm not. I only know the mains.
As I've watched back, you've got Optimus Prime and you've got Megatron, you know those for sure.
Yeah, Starscream and Bumblebee.
Starscream and Bumblebee are probably the two most iconic of the...
sidekicks.
Yes. Starscream, because he's a jet.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
I don't know what the Transformer is that turns into a chopper. I don't know what he's called.
Sidewinder?
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Sidewinder.
Sidewinder's definitely one, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a Decepticon, but I can't remember if it's actually him or not.
But then on the other side, you've got Ratchet, who was the...
Oh, he's the mechanic, isn't he? He's the fire truck.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
But, or the medic. I think he calls himself a medic, but yeah, I suppose he probably is a mechanic, really.
Yeah.
Then you've got Jazz.
Jazz,
who's really small.
Yeah, the small one, Porsche thing.
Not even a Porsche. No, it's a Pontiac Solstice. For our American listeners,
yeah,
our UK listeners will have no idea what that is, but
yeah,
I'm a nerd. I know what it is. It's just the most basic
tiny
looking
little thing. Oh, yeah.
You might as well be going around in a little Daewoo Copen.
little Robin Reliant.
And who else? Ironhide as well.
Oh yeah, he's the ordnance expert, isn't he?
Because he's the
big
Ford
bloody, you know, farm truck.
He's
thing.
A Ram
Ranger, whatever it's called, Ford Ranger. He's got the big guns on his fist, and he's like,
he's a lifted truck, isn't he?
Yeah. He's badass.
Yeah,
because doesn't he die?
Jazz does.
Jazz
gets ripped in half.
By Megatron,
because
he just
because Megatron's.
Oh, he's so badass. He's a great bad guy.
Love Megatron.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... But then you think about all the Decepticons, you're like, I can't remember after Starscream. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sidewinder, you say, and that's definitely
Sidewinder,
one.
Sidewinder. But... thing is, they very rarely say their names because they say their names and then they'll have a fight and if Optimus is in it, he'll normally win.
Yeah.
So, but he doesn't say their names. He says a quote. Instead of calling them out for who they are. So, yeah, it's very hard, to remember. But then all the humans, I think it's very good way they did the humans in that film.
Yeah.
And how the government obviously has an input, but they're all just slime balls.
Oh, yeah.
And you like
totally.
That. Again, with an alien film where the humans are silly.
Yeah,
the government is silly. And the kids who are like, 14, 15, have more smarts on how to deal with these aliens than... a government with grown adults in.
Every single time.
It's always the same. I'd just love to see one film where the government actually are the good guys.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not portrayed to just be babbling idiots. What did I watch the other day? Sorry, I'm just going to cut you up here. There's something I watched.
It's not Mars Attack, is it? Because that's the same.
Nah.
Independence Day.
No, it was just something random on the TV that we watched, and I can't remember what it was. It was something Kate hadn't seen, and I said, we need to watch that. Anyway, and I think I said, I can't remember what it was, but I said exactly that. I was like, look, again, another film where the humans are made out to be stupid.
Yeah.
You know, why are they acting like that? On what government level did somebody say, do you know what, just try and kill it?
It's trying to promote humanity within ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, if we're all accepting, then maybe things will turn out better.
Yeah.
It's all about lessons.
They don't want to teach us lessons because we're supposed to be horrible
to
everything that lives.
Exactly. So, I was disappointed with Bumblebee's transformation. I remembered that I didn't like it. He was a Camaro, an old, naked-looking Camaro.
I liked the old one, though.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
And then Megan Fox took the mickey out of him and he changed.
Into a new one, which is less cool.
That is peer pressure, people.
Why
does she have to say anything?
The old one was better.
Yeah. I like the old Camaro
style. Much better, yeah.
Yeah. If I won the lottery, I'd get an older one.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you would, wouldn't you?
As soon as I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But as soon as you see it, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's all, I mean, there's so much advertising in that film. Like, it's just... You see, the films at that time, and they're probably no better now, but films at that time seem to be really heavy on advertising and pushing product placement.
But that was just the time, though, wasn't it? It was just, you know, that was pre Disney Avengers, where money was just thrown at everything.
Yeah,
for films, it had to have the advertisement and the sort of extra help for money to pay people and that.
Yeah,
whereas now money's just given readily. For stuff like that. But,
yeah, a bit
but,
different.
Yeah.
But then I've got a hot take for you as well.
Go on.
An unpopular opinion.
Oh, here we go.
Linkin Park have got quite a big part in that film, I suppose. Not physically in the film, but their music is present.
Yeah.
I don't care for it. I don't care for Linkin Park.
Oh, okay.
I've never really liked it, but everybody else seems to really love Link. I feel like I'm in a real minority of one here because the songs that come on the radio and people go, yeah, turn that up, it's amazing. And I'm like, is it really that good? Yeah, it's amazing.
There was one album that I really liked when we were growing up, but it was a different time then. Mm. The music was different. You had that alternative punky grungy with a disco man doing the old vinyl slicks.
Yeah, always. You know,
in the background. You don't get that now, really. That music don't really exist.
No, probably for the best.
Yeah. But no, because I think my brother started out liking them and then he went off them for a little while. I mean, I'll listen to them now and I won't turn it off or anything. But yeah, they were very heavily in the first two films there, weren't they?
Yeah.
And now there's that meme going around every at the time, end of the film, and it's like the Obi-Wan, you know, if Obi-Wan was made in 2007.
which I appreciate. I appreciate the meme because of the reference to very, very mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Pop culture,
yeah,
and that's fine, and I appreciate that, but yeah, hearing that song again, I was just like, I know people really like this, but I'm just not.
It's not your cup of tea.
It's not my tempo.
But that's all right because people like stuff and some people don't like stuff. It's okay, people, to have an opinion.
I blame Kerrang.
Overplaying it, you think?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
So I've got a memory. So I used to have a paper round when I was younger, and I used to enjoy reading Kerrang magazine because, you know, I used to be crusty back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, I listened to Kerrang radio the other day as well, which is quite good in a way. I'd never done that before, but I thought, why not? It's on there. Let's have a go. It's on the old dab.
Yeah.
But they did an issue. And I remember the front cover was the members of Linkin Park all in like sort of a test tube type situation. And they basically insinuated that the band had been put together.
Oh, okay.
Rather than...
naturally formed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't just a group of mates who got together. It was like a record label had gone, do you know what? You've got the Korns and the Limp Bizkits and the whoever else. We need somebody who's going to just make something slightly poppier,
yeah,
more accessible,
yeah,
but retain this kind of
millennium sort of vibe.
Yeah, so you've got the screamy vocals, you've got the guitar and the
whatever, DJ. But
you've got the DJ in the background as well.
Yeah,
you've got that bit of rap.
Yeah,
you've got you're just hitting all the new metal tropes in one band.
Big red button.
Yeah. And I think that's what they insinuated.
Mm.
And I think that influenced me and I thought, yeah, do you know what it is? It's not as genuine.
Mm.
And I think that really put me off.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that's my unpopular opinion.
I wouldn't say it's unpopular. A lot of people do like Linkin Park though.
Yeah.
Is that for the nostalgia?
Yeah, at this point, probably. Like, I don't go out my way to listen to Limp Bizkit anymore.
This is the thing. But when it's on, you go, I used to listen to this.
I love it. I turn it up loud, but I won't be putting their album on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is it. Yeah, I find myself doing the same sort of stuff. Yeah,
yeah. It is a weird sort of nostalgia thing, isn't it?
Mm. Especially also, with music, I find.
But also, you've moved on. So, like, if I was to open up the app to listen to some music, I'm not putting on the stuff I listened to 20 odd years ago.
No.
Those days are sort of there behind me, but I still respect them and I still enjoy them for what they were.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And like you say, when a song comes on the radio,
you do turn it up then.
Yeah.
But you're happy for that little, cool blast from the past. Turn it back down again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, put the smooth chill back on. Where's me lofi beats on the Bluetooth? Come on. I don't need this all the time. Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that.
I'm very keen on current song, which I really like, is End of Beginning, I think it's called, by Joe.
Joe?
D-J-O. And he is Steve Harrington in Stranger Things. So the guy who plays Steve.
Yeah.
Joe Kearney, I think he's called. His artist name is DJO Joe. And he's got this song. And apparently it's massive on TikTok.
Oh, right.
I don't have TikTok.
I don't have TikTok either, so no idea.
Wouldn't know. I'm too old for TikTok now.
Mm.
But the song is really good, and I actually think you probably quite like it.
Okay.
Now you're into your sort of lo-fi, kind of like chilled out vibe sort of things.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Okay, I'll give it a little list later on.
What I'll do is I'll send you three songs.
Okay.
I'll send you his first, and I'll send you two others, which are older songs.
Yeah.
And I think you'll find the similarities. And I love all three of these songs. These are this isn't just, oh, I know this one has come from this one. These are things which are off the top of my head. I was listening to the song, I was going, this reminds me of this one and this one.
Yeah. I get that with a few songs.
Yeah.
If I listen, especially when I'm radio surfing for songs, I get that. And I'm like, oh, that progression is very, you know, like this song I used to listen to here. Do they know that?
Yeah.
Like, surely somebody's gone, it's just below the copyright infringement.
And I can't put it together yet. But when I try and sing that song in my head, when I'm not listening to it, I end up with a song from Beauty and the Beast in my head. Kind of mixes
just,
in.
Just gets in there.
It just, I don't know why. It just, something, Beauty, and I'm like, oh, that's not the song I was thinking of. How have I gone from this one to that one? But there's obviously some sort of progression.
The progression in there is making your brain remember something.
And I'm then trailing off because I can't remember in the actual song where it goes, but I remember how Beauty and the Beast goes because, it's been around a long time.
Yes, it's ingrained, isn't it?
It is ingrained. So, yeah. Anyway, that's been my week.
It's been a good week.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. That's What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die.
Right, you've got 5 minutes left. What have you done?
Okay, 5 minutes. Crack the knuckles. Just worked, cooked a roast, took the dog to the vets, painted a model, done.
Nice. Thank you for listening. Stay out the sand.
I'll give a quick rundown about the dog. Poor dog. Poor doggo. Just keep an eye on the time here. So took her to the vets because she had a little lump on her join between, you know, top of the paw to the ankle. Obviously, dogs and horses and everything like that, they all walk on their toes essentially. So she had a lump there, and every now and then she would limp. So I took her back to the vets after she went before for an X-ray, biopsy, and sedation. Quite a bit of money. Rang me up. So they'd had her all day as well, for some reason, even though they said it didn't take very long.
Oh.
So you've had my dog from like 8:30 till 4:30.
Okay.
Even though, don't ask. I don't know how vets work. They might hold them just to keep them calm or whatever anyway. Turns out it's a bit of the bone. So what they said on the phone to me was, this is a bit of information for your people, all puppies and dogs break bones in their paws as they're growing up.
Okay.
A bit like us with our little toes.
Yeah.
Because all humans break their little toes. At some point, when your baby's putting weight on your feet for the first time, it all fractures and stuff. But it normally heals just right because the bones are so small and malleable when they're growing up. But there's 10% of dogs where it don't heal properly.
10%? That's
just 10% out of all dogs. So what's happened was, even though she's now 3, she's fractured these bones, obviously running around, slipping over, jumping off the bed or whatever, blah, blah, blah. She's a Springer Spaniel, people.
Spaniel life, isn't it?
Yeah, even if I brought her some stairs to run up to the bed that you can get now, you know, like the foam sort of made steps
for
little dogs, she wouldn't use them. She'd look at them, look at me, and then jump off the bed.
Jump over the steps.
Jump over the steps, yeah. so you can't stop her. Anyway, this bone didn't heal properly, so the little lump's causing her a bit of pain. And apparently she's broken the same bone in her other front paw, but instead of it growing outwards when it's healed, she's got a tiny little bony lump in the middle of her paw, where just above her pads. Yeah, so both feet are a bit sore at the moment. They didn't do the biopsy, so that reduced the money a little bit, which was always very nice when it comes to vets,
because
she's not insured, yeah. But yeah, it's just a bit of Metacam, less walking, which is really difficult for a spaniel. She wants to run up the clappers all day long.
Yeah.
So she's having one walk a day at the moment. And we're also getting rid of the dog wagon, like I've said to you. So just trying to get her used to going with the harness on a proper walk.
Yeah.
Instead of just hopping in the car and going somewhere nice and open for a run. I've actually got a walker there. Yeah, so poor little thing's a little bit annoyed with me at the moment because it's obviously my fault.
Obviously, yeah. Why have you done this to her?
In dog world, yeah, you took me to the vets all day. I was groggy for 24 hours afterwards because sedation does that to some dogs. You know, she couldn't go toilet, bit of poo blockage, but she went in the end. And yeah, now I'm just like, no, you're only having one walk a day and no ballies. She's just like that. What have you done to me?
Yeah, it's not
she
fair.
She gives me
it?
Them always before she goes to bed. You know, at 8:30 with me because I can't stay up later than 9 o'clock at the moment. She just lays on the bed glaring at me like that, and then you'll just see her sort of frown, and then she'll shut her eyes slowly, like, I'm thinking of ways to murder you for this. but yeah, no, she's all right. She's all right. Cute little poochie, yeah. Poor little thing. It's always difficult with animals, I think, because...
You can't explain it to them.
No, and they... And most people with dogs will tell you this. They won't tell you they're in pain.
No.
Because they just love being with you and they love running around. So even if it's killing them, they'll still run and look normal.
Yeah.
And only show you that it's sore after. And you'll go, why didn't you just not run?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just come and walk by me nicely? But they just, they're all animals are the same. They just can't do it, can they?
No, they're just wired to go, aren't they?
Yeah, it's just that they haven't got our sort of... Or sort of brain power, but yeah, I feel for a little madam. But yeah, after that, painted a model, cooked a roast, didn't really watch any films. I did watch one film, but you know, I can't remember what it was. I watched a bit of Emmerdale People, still grinding on me how some stuff works. However, maybe I'll talk about that next time because they shut the pub early and how can they afford it? She booted everybody out the pub. Don't know why. Don't know what time it was. Kane wasn't around, so my time-telling character wasn't around to know what time it was. She kicked everybody out of the pub, people. Mind blown. What we will say here, and in the Monday episode, I think, we also watched that trailer for Acolyte last week, didn't we?
Yes.
However, people, we watched the trailer on a Monday, and we did mention... And I remember mentioning that it might be a concept trailer.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, we did talk about it.
It was, because literally the next day, on the we recorded on the Monday, on the Tuesday, the official Disney Plus trailer come out. And we were just like, well, we're not taking that down because we've already recorded it and edited it now.
We've done it now.
Yeah, Jamie spent all that time editing it. He did it really quick. So just be aware that we know that we watched the wrong trailer. But the actual trailer looks very good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does look really good.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go back in time, and I'm excited to see a different... Because there's been Bad Batch, Clone Wars. Obviously, Ahsoka's very Jedi-heavy, sort of very rebuilding Jedi, redoing this, got to find this, be good, blah, 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 blah. I'm looking forward to a bit more sort of Andor-ish vibes.
Yeah,
you know, a bit more dark, a bit more before we know anybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I know we know Andor from Rogue One, but it was nice to take an entire series away from our canon and have that thing. And I'm really excited for the Acolyte to do that. Bring it on.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to
Yeah.
I'd like to say it's going to be good. I'm hoping it's going to be good.
It's hoping. Yeah. I'm hoping it's going to be good. We'll have to see. Although I've not been really disappointed yet.
No.
Most people didn't like Book of Boba. Some bits, yeah, not great. But I still quite liked Book of Boba for the thought behind it.
I liked it because it progressed The Mandalorian.
But yeah, but it wasn't really for that, was it? But it was, I see where you're coming from.
It wasn't, but it started off as Boba Fett and then it ended up as just extra Mandalorian.
Yeah, which everybody loves.
And that, and as I imagine most people would say, I didn't really like the start of it, but when Mando turned up, that was it. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the progression of it. They did spin the sand people a bit and sort of...
Yeah. Made them into good people.
Misunderstood.
Yeah. But then when they knocked out Luke and stuff, they were horrible.
Yeah. They are horrible.
You know, so but then suddenly they're these nice family people and stuff like that.
But only within the... I suppose it's the same with like anything in the animal kingdom.
Yeah, you wouldn't know unless you were part of it. Yeah.
If you encountered a gorilla and a family of gorillas and you tried to get in there and the kids were in there, the big mummy and the big daddy, they're going to come and get you.
Oh, yeah, they'd rip you in half. Yeah,
they're not going to mess around. But they're not necessarily horrible. They're just...
Yeah.
But they're still capable of being horrible to protect.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the Acolyte. Let's fingers crossed, people, that it's quite good.
Yeah.
Because that's June?
Yeah, I think it is.
So
yeah.
I think Bad Batch will finish, for those of you that watch Bad Batch, that'll finish. I think there's about 16 episodes and we're on episode 8.
Ooh, halfway.
So we're halfway. So by the time that's done, depends if they release two in the same week like they did before. Yeah. So it won't be too long.
No.
Until we get there, and then maybe we'll get some announcements about Ahsoka series 2, which I've seen little drips and drabs about, but again, let's just wait and see.
Let's wait for an official trailer this time.
An official trailer, not just fan made.
Yeah. Oh, please be this.
Yeah, please have this. Why is Yoda in it? This is another thing, people, as well, just quickly. Yoda in the Acolyte. He is the ripe age to be in there, but I'll be happy enough if we don't see him.
Yeah, we don't need to see these old characters anymore.
No. Even though Yoda would be in his prime then, we don't need to see him in this.
It might be nice if they did a Yoda series.
Yeah, and actually focus on him instead of just have him jumping in and out.
Rather than just being sort of mythical almost. Like, he's the best. But
he's a legendary Pokemon, but we can't catch him.
But why is he so good? Nobody knows because they've never seen his...
progression.
Development, have they?
Yeah.
All they see is people saying he's the strongest.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's the most in tune with the Force.
He's the ultimate Jedi. Why is he the... Because he is. Or because of what? Well, we don't know. Because he once had a fight with Palpatine and didn't win.
Yeah.
Does that mean to say that actually Palpatine is stronger than Yoda?
Yeah.
People would disagree with that, but the reality is they had a fight and he lost.
Yeah, this is it. And then it goes to show, you know, the Sith stronger than the Jedi.
Yeah. Use that anger.
Yeah, that's it.
Allow that hate to flow through you.
Yeah, yeah. And become my new apprentice. Complete Skywalker. Lord Vader.
This is Palpatine time. This is Shawnee.
Palpatine time. 2011. Yeah, there we go.
Right.
Right, well.
Did you have anything else to add?
No, not really.
I don't want to force you to like rush
no,
through
no,
anything.
It's all right, yeah.
I'm very aware that I have spoken a lot today.
No, it's been really nice to hear you talk more than me. For a change. I normally just talk my mouth off for the whole episode.
I need a drink now.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Oh, bourbon. Yeah, no, lovely to talk to you, mate. Yes. Very, very nice indeed.
And you, as always, a pleasure.
Pleasure.
So, as we always say, look after yourself.
Be good, Lord Vader.
And stay out of the sand.